The organ part in that song, pretty cool. The guy who played the organ on that wasn't supposed to. Story goes, Al Kooper, who eventually formed Blood, Sweat, and Tears, was snuck his way into the recording studio. And then nobody was watching. He walked into the actual room right near the organ. They started to play. He started to play a little organ thing. And the producer runs in and tells Bob, oh, this guy's not supposed to be here. He's not the guy. And Bob Dylan said, it's my show. I want him in there. I like that part. That's the story. Now, Like a Rolling Stone became a Rolling Stone magazine's number one on the list of the 500 greatest songs of all time in 2004, again in 2011. Al Kooper wants no credit for it at all. Here's Al Kooper.
When it was voted the number one song of all time, which is what it was voted, and then everyone said, hey, congratulations and everything, I said, you know, you're not going to believe this, but I didn't write that. Yeah, I said, but you were a part of it. I said, no, I wasn't. I said, he wrote the song by himself. I didn't even know him when he wrote the song. People have to understand what songwriting means. The greatest song of all time, okay, but I didn't write it. I play no role in the song.
I disagree. That organ part is good. Former Rolling Stones bass player Bill Wyman made a big donation to Music Cares. That aids music professionals who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. He said, when Music Cares reached out to me, I decided to help by offering my original bass rig that I used on Steel Wheels U.S. Tour 1989. Thought it was an important part of the Stones and music's history. My bass rig will find a new home where it will be appreciated for years to come. It's appraised at $2 million, sold with no reserve, has a pre-auction estimate of $200,000 or $300,000 in there somewhere. And the auction includes other stuff by Robert Plant and Ozzy Osbourne. It's also special because the bass rig, as it's called, was the last one Bill Wyman used as a member of the Rolling Stones. He retired from the band after the Steel Wheels U.S. tour.